Last time on Encounter Party! Investigating the eerily absent Undercity, our players managed to connect with Thrinvash, steward to the Golgari Guildmaster. What they discovered was that the influence of Malphus Reed has extended even to here, and that the rail line construction may already be complete. Who is the young man they rescued, and can they help fight the corruption? Find out this week on Encounter Party! The young man who you have just saved from these two mortipedes stands with his blade drawn to you, trying to figure out who you guys are.
Lorzach lowers his blade.
I thank you all, but at the same time, just who the hell are you?
As a show of good faith, Siloran raises a hand for dramatic effect and dissipates the spiritual weapon. We're not here to hurt you.
He looks to be a young elf, and by young, the ripe age of 79.
My name is Lorzach Rotspeaker. These people are with me. You would be... Mixil?
You explaining that does not make him any more comfortable. He has been fighting two mortipedes. He is incredibly tired, weary, probably would not have won that fight if you guys didn't show up. But even though you came in and helped him kill this stuff, this whole picture is just like a ragtag band of who knows what at the bottom of the dead bridge. Like, what?
Thrinvash told us you might be here.
Lorzach will cast Cure Wounds on this lone huntsman, yep, whose name we do not know. And he will regain 13 hit points.
He stands up a little bit taller, thankful, lowers his weapon, seems to be a little bit more comfortable with everyone being around. And he says, thank you. Yes, I am Mixil Savadzunik. I've never seen you before, and I've certainly never seen you four before. Some explanation would be very welcome.
Extraordinary circumstances. I understand that your father has gone missing.
Yes. I suspect you being in the company of these four people means that you have no idea what's going on. Where have you been? Why haven't you been helping the Swarm?
For the very same reason your father might have gone missing, I imagine. The conspiracy at play in Ravnica at large threatens all of our guilds. And the events topside have kept me from returning home for the last 4 months. Things seem much changed in my absence.
You don't know the fifth of it. I suspect there is some information to share with each other, but I'm not going to do that here. Follow me. We'll head back to my camp.
Perix limps, coughs a little blood, and is very excited to hear that there's a camp at 1 HP.
So Lauren pats Perix on the back and surreptitiously casts Cure Wounds. 12 HP.
Perix stands up a little straighter, but because you did it surreptitiously, he just thinks that he's really, really got this thing under control, and he's awesome.
Ooh, second win.
Didn't notice it was from Saloran at all, just really thinks he's killing it.
Okay, so you guys, you're led out from under the dead bridge by Mixil, and you realize that he happens to know a rather clever roundabout pathway up through the Undercity that doesn't require you to scale back some rope. As the magic rope was the topmost rope, I imagine it's very easy for the five of you to drag 150 feet rope down and recover your rope. Rope death is not something Brian likes having at his table, so you get all your rope back. And about a half hour worth of walking and you guys enter what is sort of like a makeshift hunter's camp with some supplies and stuff that he's got kicking around. Some you know, bundles of wings and carapaces he's salvaged, and some, you know, bundles of fungus, some mandibles that he's been shaping into weapons. But Thrinvash and Izoni have kind of both given you the impression that Mixil seems the only person who's still out there proactively trying to do something. And thankfully, you guys got there sort of right before he... bit the dust, it looks like.
Charming accommodations.
He swallows that one.
Do you have any idea where your father might have gone?
No, I don't. And the problem, as you may have noticed by now, is that there is no way for us to investigate his disappearance.
You'd start in Penvar.
It's the last place anyone's seen him.
A place where no one can reach.
You can't reach it without some sort of assault.
Have you ever heard the name Deorath?
I have not heard that name.
I'm gonna roll insight on that. Just because someone should. 11.
I'm 79. What do I know? He also was... you know about him. I mean, he's Gerard's kid, right? Like, everyone knows about the half-Silhanna kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know he was not educated. He didn't decide to join the Golgari till he came of age. He was educated by the Selesnya.
Yeah.
But the rest of you wouldn't know that. No. You very quickly get the impression that, like, who the fuck even gives a shit about lying right now?
We learned topside that Deorath is the last surviving member of the conspiracy. A lich, purportedly, who may be in part responsible for both your father's disappearance as well as all the conflict that our people face now. And yet no one seems to have ever heard the name Deorath. Thryn Varsh himself thinks that it is a very, very old Devkaran name. And I wonder if in your travels you've ever heard of a place old enough that might have served as its point of origin.
If Thryn Varsh has never heard the name, then that in itself, I'm not sure if it's alarming or not. I've never heard of it. The only old place that I know in the Undercity is Zvagthos, the temple? I'm not sure. Everything, my father repositioned everything into Karosta. I'm not sure what is going on. I just know that our people have slowly been draining, but I am now the master huntsman for the Golgari. Most of my time is out in the field.
What was the temple you just said?
Zvagthos.
Zvagthos. It is the old guild hall from back in the day.
An old guild hall sounds like an interesting place to look for old information.
If I will not willingly share the information on that, only if Lorzach decides to share any of that history with the team, and then I will speak up after.
Zvagthos is the absolute last place we want to be searching for answers right now.
What's wrong with it?
Who created your guild?
The angels.
Imagine one very, very old, immortal angel. One that has lived through thousands of years of war and bloodshed and strife and hatred. It has killed and it has been killed many, many times. And yet it refuses to die. And one day you cut off its head, which is still wriggling and blinking and chewing at you, although it cannot speak words. You ensconce it in an old building somewhere underground and leave it there. That's what waits us in Zvagthos. It is the resting place of Svogthir, Aparun, the man that made the Golgari. We do not want to go to Zvagthos.
Whether or not it is relevant, Zvagthos is currently under lockdown anyway. There is a collection of necromancers who have sealed themselves up in the area for, I suppose, an attempt to defend it against whatever is happening. Not only is Zvagthos sealed up to the rest of the Golgari, but thankfully there seems to be a collective of death mages who have held up shop there. So, for better or for worse, Zvagthos at the moment is sealed off behind a large, magic, glowing green barrier.
Well, that means we, in theory, shouldn't have to worry about what's there then.
We know that many of the Teratogen soldiers have chased our people away, either into hiding or have borne with them the corruption granted them by Deorath. Have you come upon any of these people, ours or theirs?
Have you heard about the dead bodies?
I know that they're absent.
Not a one. No one who has died, no one who has been resurrected, no one who has been laid to rest. The clean crawlers have retrieved nothing. The toilers and the trawlers have not recovered anything. Not a single body has been able to be kept track of in all of the Undercity, and anyone who has been commanded specifically to investigate that problem has also disappeared.
Those above have not stopped dying. Where do their bodies go?
He gestures a who-the-fuck-knows motion with his hands. I have been camping out in the Dead Bridge as long as I can to try and figure that out.
Do you know where those who have tried to investigate have gone before they've gone missing?
No, and at the moment searches have stopped because we have a rapidly decreasing population of under-citizens, and it does not seem to matter how many people we put on watch. They also disappear, and therefore, Devkarin are no longer willing to watch over the dead.
Is there any concern that Daereth is able to... if Daereth is a lich and has placed its object in another plane, are we concerned that these people are disappearing to another dimension? Like an army of undead, wherever Merit Lage is?
It's the best theory we got right now. I would also say, if we know that people go missing by watching over dead bodies or investigating, it sounds like a really interesting place for us to go.
Yes, except the fact that he doesn't even know where they went to investigate.
Or what leads they followed to get there.
Right.
And is my father there? Is there any way for you to get me inside to investigate his chamber?
In Penvar? Potentially, yes. But I don't think you're going to like it very much.
I don't like anything now.
And now, a quick word from one of our sponsors. You know, folks, blank walls can be pretty boring. So why not spruce up your home or office by heading over to ukiyopop.com. They have a collection of traditional Japanese prints inspired by today's comics, games, and movies. The gallery is viewable online for free, and prints are available for purchase. So head over to ukiyopop.com. That's ukiyopop.com. Tradition in a modern method. And now, back to the party.
Come with us and we'll see what we can do to get you inside.
But after a solid rest at the camp.
You are allowed to take a short rest. And then, da-na-na-na, Mixel joins the party.
Woo. All right. What up, bro? Welcome to the team.
You offered him a plan.
Yeah. It is insanely risky, and it's one of those things that if we do it, we have no real way to support or protect him if that's what we go with. So it seems like the better part of valor is to see if there's anything other than that that will work first. But I can just send him up the wall in the form of a bug or some other type of vermin that can easily infiltrate Penvar and hopefully avoid the notice of the crawl.
But we can't help him in that regard.
No, and I have to rely on Mixel to keep himself hidden and actually infiltrate and exfiltrate in one piece.
Mixel seems up for what he will consider to be a scouting mission.
Great.
Can you not cast it on two people at a time?
One creature.
Okay.
I mean, I can also use Wild Shape and turn into something that can accompany him, but that's it.
What is the cheaper spell option for you to do?
There is only one spell, and that's Polymorph.
So Wild Shape doesn't cost you anything?
Wild Shape is a class feature that can only affect me.
But is it a once per day, once per short rest?
Twice per short rest.
Got it.
Mixel seems down to play.
Okay. Then Lord Zatch is going to make sure that he can fly.
Okay.
And is able to give him a... And is able to gift him the shape of an inconspicuous locust.
Okay. He gives you a little fly salute, rubs his little fly hands together, and takes off.
I really hope this works.
You're going to be waiting a minute.
I already took a short rest.
Let's get some wisdom checks here. Out of sheer boredom.
10.
6.
23.
15.
18.
If you have below a 10, you will have disadvantage on your next roll because you're just bored.
There's nothing to fight. I'm bored as hell. Nothing to fight.
Did they not train you on espionage missions?
Sarah with the horns at the table, just like, what? What?
I'm a master sergeant, not a Wojak.
You never had to do field reconnaissance.
Do you think they trusted me with that?
Aren't you large?
Yeah, I'm huge.
Sneak, sneak, with her cloak.
Can't exactly wear a cloak without it being obvious I have horns.
Sneak, sneak, sneak. Xenia, you sit staring at what I'm assuming is a watch that you possess, because that feels like something the Izzet would have.
Yeah, for sure.
Counting every second, and right at about 59 minutes and 36 seconds, you hear this... And, like, out of the air, sort of, like, tumbling in, you see Mixil sort of, like, reappear to you guys with... I found a way in.
You did?
I found a way in, yes. Oh, there is an old tunnel that was used for discarding refuse from the inside that the rot farmers were using. It is not an easy way in, however, I will tell you that the inside is quite literally swarming with Grom.
Then I fear there's only one solution.
Lorzach will gather the party around him and cast Pass Without Trace. Let's infiltrate the office of the Guildmaster of the Golgari.
Sneak, sneak, sneak. As you guys are progressing towards what is the secret entrance, Mixil seems to saddle up next to Fakara, taking notice of her Boros regalia, and confides in her, I may have grown up with the Selesnya, but no one down here really has any sort of assault or wet work experience. If you have any advice, I am willing to take counsel.
Pointy end towards the enemy.
Great, thank you. I think he was looking for a little bit more of an actual commando strategy.
Right, right.
Yes, thank you.
Keep your balance.
Yes.
Bend your knees. Breathe.
Thank you.
Stay as calm as you can. Everyone's afraid. Use that to your advantage.
I think you'll find quite quickly that the Kral do not understand that term.
Fear?
Yes.
But we do. Use it to your advantage. You can do this.
Okay. Okay, you guys are about to sneak into Penvar, the guild hall of the Golgari. It is a confusing building to look at because it is basically hanging upside down. And once you're inside, nobody's ever been in there before, so who knows what you are going to find. I have presented you with a map. And you now have permission to navigate wherever you feel like you may need to go. Keep in mind that there may be several places within this facility that may answer questions you may be looking for. That's my only hint.
So, do you want to lead Lorzach, or do you want me to lead?
Lorzach is happy to lead the party through Penvar. Okay. All the rumors had said that this had been turned into a gargantuan hive. As we get up out of that access tunnel, does that sound true?
In the sense that it's been converted into a hive, it seems like there's a lot of evidence of Kral. And your initial appearance looking down that first major hallway shows that there's a lot of, you know, caked up mud and flaked paper that sort of suggests that sort of wasp termite environment. It looks like they're in the process of building a pond, so you may encounter that some rooms are just completely defunct at this point, but you can definitely hear an insane amount of skittering. Perhaps in the distance across some windows or something like that, some portals, you can see some movement.
How long does Pass Without Trace last?
An hour.
Okay.
Well, Lord Zatch will notice the door that is right in front of him immediately to the east here, and realizes that right where they walk in, they have access to both the upper and lower floors. Are there any sentries posted?
In this first area, no. This seems to be sort of a back area to Penvar, and the entryway that you came in seemed to be used as... Calling something a refuse chute is not really apropos for the Golgari, obviously, but it seemed to have been a portal used by whoever was sort of the rot gardener of the area. The personal cultivator for Jerron was using this to sort of shepherd resources back and forth. So something the Crawl not only wouldn't use, but wouldn't even probably even notice.
So immediately in front of them is the stairway down to that lowest level.
Yes.
Thinking in terms of altitude. is there anything that we can hear coming from this bottommost level of Penvar?
Lots of skittering.
And Mixil has never been inside Penvar? Never visited his dad here?
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, even if he did, the map that you are currently looking at is reflective of the current state of Penvar. So what might be on a map to you looks like staircases might just be a down hole that they've carved in as the hive is going in there. So all of the pieces on that map are reflective of what the Crawl are converting this into to be a massive hive. So even if he had been in here before, which I'm sure he has been inside of it before, never from this direction, and he's all completely disoriented.
Got it.
Might I suggest we go up first? Because if we go up first, if we're going down, we're going to be easier to get out.
And Lorzach is going to hear what he can hear in that little access corridor for the uppermost level of Penvar.
All you hear is just a hell of a lot of skittering.
Well, Pass Without Trace is still active. Let's see what we can find on the uppermost level.
Agreed.
So we'd be coming out right here.
Yeah.
And there is a huge... It looks like a giant audience chamber up on this uppermost floor. I get the impression this is something we either should or should not do.
Who's in front?
That'd be Lorzach.
Make a very, very insanely high perception check, please.
Would you like an inspiration?
Boy, howdy, he would.
Yes. That one's a nat 20.
Oh, thank God. This would have been so fast. You start crawling up this sort of converted staircase, right? It's kind of hard to just sort of walk normally on everything. And you start crawling your way up, and as you get about halfway up to where the horseshoe is, your hand moves forward just in time to feel a silk strand stretched across, and just the most barely audible bell, and you go, oh shit, and thank whatever mushroom you pray to that you did not puncture that strand.
Kind of feeling like we should not continue this way.
Can we investigate the strand?
Well, can we step over the strand?
This is what I'm asking. Yeah, like, can we investigate the strand to see if, like, thick Lorzach, what are we looking at here?
You then look farther up and realize that there are several strands, almost like a laser grid, sort of stretched all over the pathway going up here.
We've got disabled traps.
These are spider webs?
Whatever they are, they look like they were placed there deliberately.
So, okay. Man, well, there's something up there that they don't want anyone to get to, that's for damn sure. I am not confident that we can navigate that without breaking the spell, which I think we can get some more value out of on the mid-ground floor first.
Yeah, we should explore the things that we can explore without potentially boning us.
That seems smart.
And then we come back to the scary places if we so choose.
So... discretion being the better part of valor here, we will backtrack down to that mid-floor. And the opposite direction from which we came leads us in a little hook that takes us to the east, where there is a thin room to our right. as we enter in.
Any entrance that would have entered to that room is sort of sealed off by a network of hives and stuff like that. So you quickly realize that room is inaccessible. Who knows what's going on in there?
Okay. Then moving further down and out into what looks to be kind of one of those, the mid-tier of the three sort of balconies that yes. overlook Karazda.
Mm-hmm.
What can we see out there?
It actually used to be a parlor room. And as you slowly peek inside, this is the last time I'm going to be generous about this. You might want to make a perception check.
21.
There seems to be a great number of silk strands over that entryway. But as you peer inside, there look to be a large collection of crawl eggs all over the place. And you can hear maybe two or three crawl in there, fidgeting. It's a surprisingly quiet part of the area.
So backtracking from this hatchery that seems laden with traps, there's one other room just to the north off of that hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorzach is going to keep checking for traps because apparently this place is chock full of them. And a 25.
There are no traps. The door is closed, but there looks to be no strands, no nothing on that door.
What about in front of the door?
There are no traps on the door. On the ground, in the air, there are no traps. Fair enough.
I'm just saying, fair enough. Yeah.
Lorzach.
Entering, there is no traps.
Lorzach is going to roll stealth to see what he can do to enter this room without alarming anyone that might be inside. Yeah, 31.
You creak open the door. Inside looks to be a very large library that has been, unfortunately, ransacked to some degree. It looks like the crawl have been taking pages and paper to help add to their hive. There's still plenty available, but there's a lot of information missing.
Like to do an investigation looking for anything that might help us with the name of Daereth.
You guys have freedom to rummage through the library. Depending on what you do, though, this is going to take you a hot minute.
Yep.
So if you need to recast Pass Without Trace, be prepared for that, because you will. But I will need to know specifically what you're looking for. We never can just make general. I roll an investigation. Did I find anything I might want to know? Let me know what you're looking for to determine whether or not you find anything about that.
Lorzach is looking for anything that has been deliberately pulled out, not to chew up and use as paste for building nests, but anything that looks like it has been pulled from a stack to read.
What an amazing way to ask that question. You spot that there seems to be a section of books that have been picked out. Now, there's no real catalog at the moment, so the subject of what they are, but there's a gap where there were about 4 to 5 books, whereas everything else missing very clearly has been ripped off the shelf. So at some point before the crawl got in here, there was about 4 to 5 books that were probably selectively removed.
But they are not in the room now.
They are not in the room now.
Perix would be looking for anything that seems to be, the Golgari equivalent of an encyclopedia. Like, I'm looking for, like, a glossary or, like, something that would allow us to look for Daereth as a person or an organization. Like, something that tells history from a encyclopedic realm. 17?
You would need the assistance of Mixel. So let's see if he can help you in a particular way. You find a couple of texts that contain some Elvish you're not really familiar with. You find a couple of texts around an area where there's some other books that have unfortunately have been destroyed that are some historical contexts. You know, history about certain regions, certain cultural aspects of Ravnica, something that looks like it's more of an education section from sort of a school kind of a situation. And Mixel actually recognizes some of these books and goes, yeah, these were kind of shoved down my throat. And I had to read the Selesnian versions of these. And let me tell you, they're way more boring. But you find two books that are kind of that nature, but are just full of Elvish you just cannot process. You know it's Elvish, but you can't figure out from what point they're trying to make sense of these. And even Mixel is like, look, this is talking about some really weird old shit, and I can't even really understand what it's doing, but suggest that perhaps you pack them both away.
Seems like something the Matka might be able to help with.
Mm-hmm.
Xenia looks for maps.
Surprisingly, and Mixel confirms you would expect to find some maps in here, and that even the crawl wouldn't be dumb enough to tear up maps. There are no maps. Hmm.
Is there anything resembling a writing desk?
Not in this room.
And nothing, no writing materials, no pens, no quills, no inks, no pressed fungus vellum paper that matches the stuff that we would have found in Malthus Reed's laboratory?
Not in this particular room, no. This seems to be... There's no real sitting area here. This is purely a library for retrieval. This is just where books are stored. There's nothing nothing like that in here.
Lorzech kind of feels like they've learned what they can from this location, and there's one or two things to follow up on. But while the clock is ticking, we should see what else we can find on this mid-tier.
Agreed.
And Lorzech is going to head towards this southern door that leads into this kind of angular hallway here. This little Tetris piece.
Ah, yes.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. Yes. I got you, the L.
You head into that area and very quickly realize that a lot of that section has been very heavily converted into hive. And you catch a glimpse of about four or five crawl very quickly skitter out of view.
Is it traversable?
If you wanted to get on your hands and knees and crawl through a hive.
I can't quite think of anything I'd rather less do.
Then that's it for this floor. If we take an immediate hook around to our right, we might be able to access that room that had been blocked off.
Yeah.
And that's mere inches away from where we enter. Is there passage through into that center room?
There is. Is.
And Lorzach is going to fastidiously check for traps.
I might even assist that.
Do that.
That search. Didn't need to, but I'm glad I was here.
I feel like a 26 is pretty good.
No traps.
Great. And Lorzach is going to slip into this room and see what there is to see.
Inside looks to be the dumpings of hundreds of dead crawl bodies, and they look like they've been chomped and sucked dry.
Do they look corrupted?
No.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. Just the bodies, huh?
Just the bodies.
And they're stacked up blocking that far door that leads us back into where we came in?
They've been tossed in here.
Great.
Perception check.
For everybody?
Anybody.
26.
22.
18.
8.
Those of you who rolled above a 13.
Yay.
Look up and realize there's a decent sized hole up there. It seems to be where this stuff is getting tossed down.
Are we right below that room that was super trapped?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Can we see anything up through that hole?
No.
Well, we'd have access to the upper floor through it if we managed to climb up, but we'd be entering what's almost definitely the lair of a giant spider.
I'm not having much luck with climbing today, but I'd be willing to follow your lead.
My question is, no one would create a trap where there wasn't something incredibly valuable hidden there, right? Is that a safe assumption?
Or they were just taking a nap and they made a trap so they would wake up if you came through the door.
What?
They're not blocking the access. Potentially, they just want to know if they're going to get surprised.
Ah. Okay.
Saying, you know, it's the spy trick of putting a hair on the lock of your suitcase so that if it's gone, you know someone opened your suitcase.
The fact that this hole above us seems to be untrapped lends me to believe Xenia. There's nothing stopping you from launching a fireball up this hole. Not saying that we should. We may lose something very valuable.
I mean, I can throw a fireball up there. I don't know that we want to announce ourselves.
I don't know that we want to do that either.
Maybe.
Either.
What? What'd you say?
Either. I don't even need to comment on that. Please continue.
Maybe we should go down first and then decide if we want to battle whatever is upstairs.
We only heard skittering. We didn't actually go down and try and take a peek with our stealth bonuses. Talk to me about what you're thinking, Andrew.
We have two books that might prove to have some sort of valuable lead, but it seems insane not to take a look at what is clearly the most heavily defended spot in a place that is otherwise inaccessible. We have a free and clear port of entry, and we still have, what, a half hour on a spell that makes the average stealth roll at 21.
Am I tall enough to lift someone through?
No.
Okay.
You don't have to do that.
We have a rope.
Can we climb through this thing into the next floor?
If I can have a word, I think you're all fucking insane for sticking your head up through a hole.
We can always come back to it after we see what else is around.
Also, if we climb up and wake something up, the chances of the party being split are very high.
Also, question, as I'm continuing to freak out in front of everyone, word was that this place was swarming with Crawl.
Well, Mixel, do you have a preference of where we head to next?
He looks to Fakara.
I think we should go down.
Yes, I think that would be best, yes.
All right, and they're going to sneak out and around and back through that hallway.
Well,
and
there's...
If you back out and look down...
Oh, that's a door?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It goes right here.
There is a little crevice you can peek into, and if you look down, there seems to be like a sort of a one-way chute, a slide, if you will. Also, I need stealth checks from everyone.
24.
Remember, you get a plus 10 from Pass Without Trace.
23 with disadvantage.
23.
20.
29.
Perception checks.
Nat 20.
16.
11.
5.
14.
Lorzach, and only Lorzach, as you retrace your steps back out into a previous area, you see again that perhaps there were Crawl who then skittered away just on the edge of your vision when you guys came back. Because you came to the area the first time, you thought you could hear some Crawl skittering away, and then when you came back out, they seemed to have skittered away, which means they came closer to you slightly, and then when you showed yourself, skittered away.
So hypothetically, they can sense us even though there's Pass Without Trace.
But they're not engaging.
Well, that's almost worse. Downward.
We can backtrack or we can take this chute.
I think Mixel has decided to put his faith in your tactical assault knowledge, Fakara or Jeroen. Because as confident as Lorzach is, there is some uncomfortability amongst his own kind right now, and assaults like this are not, you know, he's never seen a Boros. You don't know this about him, but there's actually things about him that would make the idea of a strong Boros soldier a point of comfort, canonically.
Aw, that's adorable. If we take the slide down, granted there's no way back up, but we're probably going to get to a place where they don't think we're going to come out of and therefore may not be there. Because if they've been skittering around, like, do you tell us you thought you saw something?
Oh, he could hear a bunch of skittering near the stairs, and this is not near the stairs.
Right.
So let's do this.
Yeah.
Xenia jumps down the chute.
Mixel think that's actually a really poignant point, that this may actually be an area that they're not expecting anyone except Crawl to come down, and there are areas. Let's reward with some knowledge that Mixel kind of confirms with you, is he says, yes, there seems to be areas that they could have converted into these sort of crawl-only entrances that they haven't. Specific areas that seemingly non-crawl need access to, but this one seems to be open.
So Lauren sees Xenia jump in and says, well, and jumps in himself.
And no worse than falling off a cliff, right?
Fuck you.
Okay.
Barrix takes a slide.
There you go.
He takes a lot of slides.
I don't need each individual one of you to say you're doing it. You're all doing it. You jump down a slide.
Whee!
So if you look, Fakara, if you can point on the map where everyone is now, you're now in that.
So we're right here.
Yes, you're now in that tiny, tiny subsection. You can see some cavernous tunnels far off and to your right. But if you happen to look into that little crevice on your left towards that little outcrop, if you are facing that way, you notice off to your left seems to be an area that has not yet been touched by hive material.
And you're talking about this area?
Yes.
That is where Lorzach wants to go.
I agree.
Yeah.
Great.
Maybe, but like with some perception to make sure there's no traps.
Which Lorzach is about
Thank
to do.
Thank you, Lorzach.
Looking at a 20.
I got a 19.
No traps.
Go.
Great. Sneaking on in.
You sneak.
And as you head farther back into that very tiny room, you encounter what looks to be a small steward office.
Potentially where what's his name would have been hanging out?
Thrinvash.
Oh, possibly. Yeah, this could be Thrinvash's old office.
His office?
Door isn't locked, as far as we can tell.
In fact, it's wide open.
Lorzach is going to investigate this small, abandoned office.
It looks to be a small, perhaps not a personal abode, but or an apartment, but it looks to be the small office of somebody who needs to do a fair amount of clerical work. There is a writing desk, there is a lounge, there are some shelving with some documents and some books on it. It's an office, but a small one.
Barrix would investigate specifically looking for papers or documents that would identify the occupant of the office.
Sure.
With a 13.
It's not hard to find several innocuous papers addressed by, signed, or titled to Thrinvash, the steward of Gerard von Savo.
And looking around, does it look like anything specifically has been touched, removed, opened?
I need a new roll on that. I need a investigation specifically looking for that sort of thing.
12.
It's difficult to say. You've never been in here before. You don't know how it's supposed to look.
Xenia would be looking specifically for something that had anything to do with Malphus Reed or anything that looked like it had an Is It hand on it, so...
Absolutely. Give me an investigation with advantage.
That's beautiful, so...
Started at an 18, only went up from there.
19, but...
Hey.
So, within collection of papers and files, it's very easy to spot paper that doesn't look like it came from here. And there are numerous correspondence between Thrinvash and Malphus Reed.
I'd like to guard the entrances to the room.
You absolutely may. Give me a perception check, please.
Please don't talk. That's a 5.
You stand guard.
I'm a guard.
Yes. So, Xenia, you find all sorts of correspondences with Malphus Reed. All seem to corroborate what Thrinvash was saying, that there was initially that Gerard was approached by Malphus Reed with the proposition that they build a rail line under the commission of the Izzet, and Gerard, through Thrinvash, Gerard had expressed, no, whatever this is, bug off. And then there was some continued harping on of, hey, 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 hey. And then after like a year of communication, that it got to the point where the nature of things started to shift, and the nature of the correspondence changed into, hey, look, the Boros and the Azorius are making a lot of headway on their rail lines. I've just gotten word that there's some independent investors who are making one of their own. I'm coming to you as an Is It scientist who is trying to hedge his bets. I don't think the Is It are going to win this. I do think the Golgari can win this if you go underground. I will supply you with the best calculated pathway. I can get you access to Rakdos steel. I can get you access to all sorts of stuff if you give me a cut in on it, and I will put my bets with the Golgari line, and will therefore also be able to feed information from the Is It line, and we can kind of do this together. And after a time, you can see during the correspondence that Gerard slowly caved, that the fear of the Golgari being pushed even further outside of guild interaction took hold, and so he bit hard. And then what you notice from these correspondence later is that the last sort of correspondence you notice between Thrinvash and Malphus Reed is that they are seemingly one-sided, that Thrinvash has continued to reach out to Malphus Reed without a response. And these collaborations seem to go into the way of what is the next step on production? We seem to be moving ahead of schedule. Are we going to get the resources needed to keep up with the pace? We cannot necessarily keep up the speed of production that you're hoping for. There seems to be a lot of abandonment from Malphus Reed's side, but the Golgari continued pressing forward.
And no mention of Golgari assaults on Zonit 4.
No.
Are any of those dated?
Yes, I had that same question.
To when they would have found Malphus Reed's corpse?
Malphus Reed cut out communication around 8 months ago. His body was murdered
4 months ago.
About 4 months ago.
So you can at least assume, if they were starting to run out of resources, that Malphus Reed had gotten the Golgari line to a place he wanted it and started to get the hell out, because it didn't matter. If they didn't have the resources, they couldn't screw up his spell.
If that's true, then it's been ready for 4 months.
For 4 months, yeah.
And reading this correspondence, would I have any reason to believe that Thrinvash has been willingly corrupted at all? That he's being...
Doesn't suggest so.
Okay.
Seems perfectly clerical.
Lorzach remembers the handwriting on those missives in Malphus Reed's laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
Does the handwriting match?
Yes. You rolling so high way back in season one on that is a huge help for you in future seasons to kind of be able to recall that with accuracy. Yes. It is very clear that Malphus Reed was basically manipulating Gerard into building the line with some fear of missing out manipulation. And that's how he got this line started in the first place.
Is there anything in this room written in the hand of someone else?
In this room? No. I mean, yes, there are other documents, but nothing suggests anything that isn't signed by another person. There's all sorts of executive orders and missives from Gerard and all sorts of stuff like that. But any communication or documentation within this room is either specifically filed things directly involving Gerard, as was Thrinvash's job, or communique and documents by Thrinvash himself.
So this might require a new role. But based on all that information, 8 months ago, we started losing connection with Malphus Reed. 4 months ago, we know Malphus Reed passed. Sometime in the last 4 months, Khorozda and the surrounding areas got nuke-bombed by something. We don't know what it is. What is the last dated document we can find? How soon, how close to today can we find active documents from Thrinvash, from Gerard, from someone reaching in? When did we lose this place?
7 weeks ago,
okay,
is when Penvar was abandoned.
And that's the last time we saw Gerard, too, right?
Yes, that is around the same time. There seems to have been a slow degradation as you peel into this more and more. You realize that, hey, here's a random documentation about this delivery that never got made, or here's a documentation about requiring more sentries over in this part. And as you start piecing together slowly and slowly, you realize that there is things keep going missing and personnel keeps going missing and resources start not ending up where they're supposed to be until where is all this? What is going on? Gerard has continued to get continually furiated about what is happening. And a lot of this is just this slow degradation that immediately snowballs until you see documents about the Teratogens are being really aggressive through negotiations and just a lot of really rough stuff that shows exactly what you've kind of heard up to this point. You do happen to see a notice about Zedenia's death, the former Matka, that was around the same time, about 8 weeks ago, so maybe about a week before everything was abandoned. It just snowballs out of nowhere over about a 14-day period.
And last question from me, taking Zenya's lead from the last room.
Yeah.
Can Perix, in searching through papers in this smaller room or looking at shelves, find anything that might look or sound like a map?
Can I assist him with that?
You can make your own check.
Mine's bad, so I hope you do better. 9.
Unless you're going to physically direct his eyeballs.
13.
Doesn't look to be any maps.
Copy.
Is there any reason... Okay, so people have been going missing. We know that there is most likely a gigantic spider that is eating Krall, potentially. Are Krall willingly sacrificed to things like spiders? I mean, is that... Yeah, would that be out of the norm?
Especially a hive that seems to be a breeding ground for them.
The mistake here is thinking that once something is dead, that it's not useful anymore.
Sure.
Okay. These can come right back and keep fighting.
Okay.
Imagine that storehouse not as like a morgue, but as an armory.
Okay.
Every time you find a dead body, it is potentially a weapon.
Okay.
These look to have been chewed up and tossed aside specifically so that can't happen.
Oh, interesting.
These weren't recycled. These were consumed.
A second question. Liches never put their spirit into a living thing, do they?
That isn't normally the case, no.
Okay.
Do we feel that we've gleaned the information we can from this room?
My last question.
Yes.
Is there anything in writing to indicate where Gerard might have gone or what he might have tried to do before he disappeared?
There is no indication about the disappearance of Gerard before the actual writ of abandonment. So the decision to leave Penvar was made by Gerard. The warning was that the Teratogens were rebelling and that things were fracturing. And the decision was made, we should probably move the guild leader.
And there's no indication in the writ of abandonment as to where they would withdraw to.
No. But Mixil kind of shares with the group, and for those of you who don't know about what's going on, that Gerard has had to scramble with his power since he's got it. He was kind of placed in the position de facto. He himself is a lich. You know, that story can be told at an appropriate time in the campaign if we get there. But the only reason that Gerard was put into place is because he came back to life to begin with and nobody else was willing to take the seat. So just the act that he had resurrected was just sort of barely enough for people to go, oh, okay, give it to that guy.
Two more questions that have now come up.
Yes.
On the notice about Zedenia's death, does it say cause?
No.
And then
it specifically says she has died mysteriously.
Huh.
And
sure.
We have no idea of any of her handmaidens, live or dead.
And then next question would be for Mixil. Did your father hold an office here? And if so, where is it? I assume if there was a place here that he had visited, it would be this room and his father's room.
He points a finger up.
Great. The spider took it.
Is there any, like, okay, please forgive me if this is a stupid question, but could the spider be Dayareth?
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe. I mean, it's super, super...
I honestly 100% that
that's possible.
Because it's incredibly protected. It's being fed beings that can't be recycled. Like, it's consuming them.
Feels like a boss battle to me.
Yeah.
That's canon. He said that.
Oh, that is good.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Is it definite? No.
Well, sure.
I feel like we've exhausted the things that we can find in this room.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Time to check out the rest of the lower floor.
Yeah.
There are a lot of little tiny rooms here, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of places that we could get ambushed.
But it's probably good to clear out this floor, because if we go to the top floor and this place is intact, we may leave room for a lot of things to come attack us from the rear.
We are not in any position to do a dungeon crawl right now.
No,
yeah,
way.
We do not have what it takes to clear all of this out.
No.
I think the smartest thing to do is to head north and see what we can find in these rooms.
I mean, we fought Crawl in the past, so we know we can take them on, but they messed us up then and we're more powerful, but there's a lot more of them this time.
Yeah.
So as you exit the office and head back into the landing area where you came down and noticed that the hive had kind of stopped been building, you are very alarmed to immediately see Crawl just sort of like crawling over all of the surfaces around you. And even though you are invisible and hidden, they seem to be crawling past you into the room you just came out of to inspect whatever the hell was just in there. There are now dozens of Crawl surrounding you guys. I need a stealth check to see whether or not you can freaking sidestep your way through this.
Natural one.
Oh no.
Oh no. 28.
It's an 11. Oh, plus stealth. It's a 14.
Natural one.
Oh no.
Wait, do we get the plus 10 from you?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. So I have a 31.
22.
Oh, unfortunately for Ned and Sarah, even 11s aren't going to do it.
It'll be 14.
You guys just accidentally... Well, let's see what Mixel does, too. How bad this is. Ugh, not awesome either. There are just far too many, and two of them brush up against you, and one of them feels fur and immediately lets out a screech. And you guys just hear this deafening scream of dozens of Crawl. I need some...
Okay.
I need some constitution checks here.
Close the door, run.
I need some constitution checks here. Oh, no!
A 7.
21.
Hey!
22.
19.
13.
No one is deaf, but Xenia, you are not going to be able to hear the commands of anybody giving you orders, so you better... You immediately are like, I can't hear anything. It's like bugs all over again. You are about to be descended upon by dozens of Crawl, and Mixel is giving you the look that's like,
Run!
Yeah, okay.
Is Xenia doubled over? Is there any, like, physical indication that she's in pain or anything from that screech?
Absolutely.
I grab you.
Okay.
And charge ahead.
Great.
Okay.
Run!
Okay. You all immediately begin to get seized. If you can either make an attack roll or an attempt a strength check to try and not get dragged into the abyss.
Man, I want to do neither of those.
All of us?
One at a time. You can either make a strength check or you can slash away with your weapons to try and cut your way through.
So it's a strength check or a strength check.
Yeah, we can't cast a spell.
People have dex attacks. If you have cantrips, use a cantrip.
Oh, great. Xenia casts Firebolt for a 14.
Yes, 14 is the target number.
18.
Good.
I actually need them to make a strength saving throw.
No,
My cantrips are all that.
21?
They succeed.
Okay.
18.
22.
You guys are good. You guys are good. Okay. Ned, I need an opposing strength check.
9.
Surprisingly, you win, because I rolled like garbage. So you throw an attack. Whatever crawl is next to you buffets against the attack and reaches out to grab you. But you just, I don't know, you're like shellacked, and you just sort of slip your little amphibian thing out. Rushing through, Fakara, straight or to the left? Or to the right?
Straight.
Straight. You move straight, everyone. Attack. Rip yourselves away or defend.
18 Firebolt.
18 will work.
18 Morningstar.
Will work.
19.
Will work.
26.
Will work.
Constitution saving throw.
You're terrible, buddy. An 18.
It succeeds.
Opposing strength check.
A 10.
Oh my God. You're grappled. Ugh. Fakara, Mixel will attempt to get you out. Natural 20.
Hey. Yes, Mixel.
Mixel cuts a crawl arm off, moving forward. Fakara, you have another decision. Straight to the right or to the left?
Left.
You head into the left, everyone else. You're getting swarmed. The numbers have doubled, crawled all over you, swarming, grabbing.
20 unnatural firebolt.
Maybe wait until Ned happens to see whether or not he needs somebody to cut him free.
Would you please make a constitution saving throw?
A 20.
Yeah, I do need some. Well, I need a strength check now.
Close your strength check.
14.
16.
Ah, tits.
Does somebody want to try and cut him free?
19. I'll do it.
You got it. Oh, you're in front. That can't happen.
Xenia shoots a firebolt at the crawl.
Ned's like, ah, boom, fire in the face. What'd we get, David?
22.
22.
14?
14 is the exact number. 14 is okay. Moving forward. Sarah, you have straight or to the right?
To the right.
To the right. You move to the right. Moving forward. There's so many crawl, swarms upon swarms of crawl screaming at you.
Nat 20.
Natural 20.
19.
19.
15.
15 is good.
10.
10 is not good. You are currently grabbed. A couple of crawl have latched onto you in a bad strike.
Would you please constitution saving throw?
A 5.
Hey, they are frostbitten.
They are frostbitten. Sarah, pick a direction, straight or to the left?
Straight.
You keep going straight. One of your companions is lagging behind. Actually, that's a lie. Mixel cannot cut you free. Somebody's stuck behind. Let's make some attacks. Cut through.
Okay. Strength saving throw on the guy who's holding Lorzach.
Okay. 20.
Well, nothing happens.
Opposing strength check.
16.
You win. Opposing strength check.
11.
19.
God.
Xenia shoots a fireball at the crawl grappling Lorzach. Oh, for a 27.
That works. That works. Yeah, it rolls super low. It loses. You are now free.
19.
A 19 will work.
16.
16 is also good. Sarah, you find the way back upstairs that you had avoided before.
Let's go back up those stairs.
Yeah, head up or stay down and fight hundreds of crawl. Cut your way free.
Cut away free.
Nat 20!
Yes!
Hey.
Oh no, 10. David. David, you're currently grappled.
Xenia shoots Firebolt at that crawl for a 23.
Shots fired, Ned.
Maybe make a constitution saving throw.
A 21.
Yeah, opposing strength check. A 7.
A 7. A 5.
Yes, nailing it, Parix, you slippery motherfucker.
23.
A 23. Hey. So, at the moment, Parix, Fakara, Xenia, Mixel have made it up to the second floor. Both Lorzach and Saloran lag behind a step. You guys still got to make it past through. You are currently grappled. David, doesn't mean you can't attack, but you guys got to make it out.
23.
10. Oh no.
Xenia looks behind her, sees Saloran is still grappled, shoots an... Sorry.
You're on a different floor.
Can't do it.
Lorzach makes his way upstairs, cutting through. David, oh no. Last chance before you're swarmed to death.
23.
Oh, opposing strength check as literally dozens of crawl are trying to eat you.
23.
Fuck, a 2. You make it up to the center stairs, but hey, they're coming in behind you. Fakara, you've got two options. Go straight or to the right.
To the right.
You head to the right. You head... everybody needs to cut their way free one more time.
Hey, Brian, would you make a constitution saving throw?
Working
on
it.
It feels good to say it.
A 5.
Oh, great. You are frostbitten.
Ow.
Xenia shoots a firebolt for a 27.
Jesus. Xenia, crap.
I get one more cantrip at next level. I need to get something with a ranged spell attack. 21.
21, yeah.
25.
25.
14.
14 is exact. So as you guys go cutting your way through, as these crawl just keep swarming, and you now honestly get the feeling like, holy crap, this entire place is literally just swarming with hundreds of crawl. Fikara, you head down to the right and realize that that is toward the direction you guys had avoided going upstairs the first time, where there was that sort of silk string blocking the way. And as you guys rapidly run your way that way to try and create some distance, that is the moment that you realize that all of the crawl stop.
Oh, crap.
And they're all skittering and shifting over each other. They're on the walls. They're on the ceilings. They've got spears. They're reaching for you. But there is a definitive threshold they will not cross, and that is going up there.
I guess we're going up.
I click my heels.
Okay.
And I take my mace and just smash through all of the silk strings.
Nothing happens immediately. There's no indication of an alarm, of a stirring, of nothing.
I walk forward into the room.
I quickly catch up with you.
Mix will stay behind us.
Okay.
Yeah, the two Devkarin guy between a swarm of angry crawl and whatever the fuck is eating them upstairs. I hate this.
Unfortunately, the decision has been made for us. We have to go forward.
Nothing like triggering something, and whatever it is so confident in its murderous abilities that nothing immediately happens.
Ferex quietly casts mage armor on himself.
Okay. As you cautiously make your way upstairs, for those of you unaccustomed to its smell, there is the grotesque, overwhelmingly nauseating stench of death and decay. I need Fikara, Xenia, and Salorin to make constitution saving throws, please.
Don't forget you have a plus five, Fikara.
Oh, sweet.
Nat 20.
I mean, not like my constitution is bad or anything.
14.
19.
Xenia, you have your ears protected, your eyes protected, even your mouth is kind of protected, pulling your scarf up, but one thing that ain't protected is your nose. You have disadvantage on all constitution saving throws for the next hour because this is so vile. As you guys realize, what you see strewn about the room is nothing but bones and corpses and the ruined carapaces of hundreds of crawl. And sitting there, apathetically, are three trolls. And upon clear examination, as they all sort of look up at you, chewing on whatever they're eating, as they stand to confront you, you notice very distinctly that they are no longer alive. Oh. And they have been devouring unconsciously for weeks. And you can see that they've been eating so much that they've ruptured their intestines, and the contents of the last dozens of their meals have spilt out onto the floor, and they look at you with nothing but hunger, and they moan. Roll initiative. On the next Encounter Party! The secrets of Penvar have revealed a devastating trap meant to devour any intruders. But just what is the goal of the crawl? And can our party find any clues explaining Gerard's disappearance? Find out next time on Encounter Party! Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media, based on the worlds of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering, created by Wizards of the Coast. Original campaign written by Brian David Judkins. Sound capture and original effects by Will Malones. Edits and mixing by Ned Donovan and Katie Brow.
Theme song and additional music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Special thanks to Megan Judkins and Will Malones.
Attention party people! This is Fakar Ordrun of the Boros Legion here to remind you to do your duty for the encounter party. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, rate and review. Check out our Twitter and Instagram. Join us on our Facebook group to interact with all of our characters. And for news and updates, check out EncounterParty.com.